So the exception is there. Okay? That was book one. We talked about that exception. How? We cannot talk about it. He said, honest to God, no one could talk about it. No one could explain love. When it comes, I could explain everything. When it comes to love, the intelligence will be like a donkey in a mud, remember? I said, love is not explainable. But I could help you with something else. This is exception, right? I will try to help you to get rid of those rules, because you were silly and you made the rules 100%. 99% is rule, 1% is exception. I will show you that this 1% is more worth it than that 99%. Let us start with that 99%. Comes from what he started. Second story, he said, the basic of your intelligence is comparison, which is comparing the form and facade. So it's superficial information. That's the first. Second is egocentrism, jealousy. Remember? Third is blah, 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 creating arguments which divide two sides of the coin and will show it to me as enemies or opposites. There is no opposition in that. Yin and Yang, they complete each other. Face and tail in the coin, they complete each other. But for you, well, more than everything else, you try to understand love. Love is not the subject to understand. Your understanding starts with what? With silly questions. You have silly questions. What and how, right? Why and how? So what I'm saying is why and how. That's silly. There are things that you don't know why, you don't know how, and they are here. Do you want to understand it or not? That's the most important stuff. That's love. There is no why love is here, and there is no how it is here. But we don't see it. Somehow we know. Not only that we know, we love to be like that. Then he said, okay, shut those silly questions up. I will tell you. The story of love is that in you, as a system, there are different organs, right? There is one bird in you, the parrot. Means one of your thought, which is in cage by you. You love it, you admire it, but you put it in cage, and that's the only thing this parrot doesn't want. This parrot wants to join to we, and you put it in the cage of I. And for that cage, you know what do you do? That's the showcase. Look at you. You go around and play for the people, to be admired by the people. Try once to be admired because you are just. You are at the side of justice, truth, reality, belief, God, all of that, goodness. This was the first. The solution? So the solution is for you to understand that the problem is going to be there until you die. There is only one way. You should come out in your home when you have the conflict between your intelligence and your heart. You will be torn apart. You will have a miserable life. Come out. That was the first part, right? Second part, same stuff. So, okay. For coming out, don't look for the best place. No. Find the first fellow who is a little bit better than you. Then we talk about Next one. Second. What was the second story, Lola? Which is the most important one? Tattoo. Said, you should be ready to suffer because this is a painful stuff. The tattoo guy who wanted to make tattoos. Do you remember this story? Oh, nay, how is it possible? The guy wanted to have a tattoo and he wanted to have an enormous lion tattooed on his shoulder. The first needle, he said, what was that? He said, come on, this is the tail. He said, let go of the tail, come on. He started the game somewhere else. Wow, pain. Remember now? That's it. Because this path is tattooing. This path is polishing. And each sandpaper going across will hurt. Should be ready to accept it. Why? Because the pain is a part of it. Because just with pain you could start reducing this capital I. How? Capital I is running away from pain. Okay? I subject it to pain. See? Because I want to. It's not up to the animal to run away from pain. I like pain because it makes me stronger, because I concentrate. And in book second we learn more about it. With that pain I will change something. I will change the source. With the pain of hunger I change the source of my appetite. My appetite runs like any animal. Smell of the food. Okay. Or just by looking at the food. This was normal for animals. But me, while watching the news, they show me the plate of spaghetti. I always see the food all around. This is not the time of the Moses that food was scarce, right? And when I'm walking, all the kitchens are open, and the kitchens which smell good, they put a fan to bring it out, yes, to promote it. Then what? What shall I do? I fast. Therefore, I put my hand in it, in a way. Once a year, I am in control. Not I, no. That one without I. Therefore, I say the way that guy told me to. It's irrelevant exactly what. Because if my case in youth, I had ulcer and I couldn't. So, I will get my medicine. For some different believer, that should be wrong. But I knew what I'm doing. I'm taking control over the horse I'm riding. Because I know that I'm riding this animal. I'm the horseman. And this is the horsey. This is the donkey. If I let go, the donkey will do whatever pleases donkey. He said, that's the point. Act. Remember, the thing that you're doing, do you remember we were going to talk about beautification, right? Beautification has two ways. One is painting, the other one, polishing. For painting, you need a king with a very good treasury and a very generous king to give you so many colors. If you are in that situation, go ahead. If you are full of possibilities and tools to work with. If you are like me, don't worry. Giving up, polishing, Because in publishing, you don't need to be in the best situation to publish. If you want to paint, you need the best lighting, best time of the day, and blah, 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 right? But if you're publishing, just do it. Get rid of it. Because the animal could fade away, little by little. And I said, this little by little is something out of this universe. Do not forget the exception. Look at the exception. Do you remember the exception? He brought the story of an exception in book one. And how interesting, he's an artist. So his exception is the rule. His exception was John Doe. Anyone remember? There was Zayd. Zayd in Arabic meant John Doe, that person. He brought the exceptional person as someone like everyone. That was the Zayd who passed the time limit, who saw the things that you don't see and all that. Remember? For the first time, he explained what mysticism or Sufism is to him. That was Zayd. And after Zayd, he said, but remember, doing all this by habit doesn't count. You should be alert in all of it. So, if by habit, every single Sunday you go to church, I don't say it's bad, but that doesn't count to me. To me counts when you decide to go to church, to pray, to purify yourself intentionally. And it should be pure. If in your meditation you do this and that and that, and I do this and that and that because I'm meditating and I'm diabetic, this will help. Everything is ruined. It doesn't work that way. It should be pure. Why? Yeah, you liked it, right? But do you know why? If the boy answers, why? You will bring the example of the best drink with a spit in it. If a fantastic drink is pure, it's lovely. If somebody spit in it, I'll change it with simple water. Because love is like that. Love with a little bit of calculation or hidden agenda and things like that doesn't work. It's not love, because you cannot be 99.99% in love. That's nonsense. Either you are or you are not. This is the field of exception. The rule is everything is relative. Everything is there. Nothing is 100%. That's reality, right? Here, absolute doesn't exist. That exception is absolute. That's the difference. That was book one. What was the last verse of book one, my daughter? I know that some of these results are no good. She's going to tell me that you have to do this and that, and that's why I'm having my revenge in advance. It is advisable, I believe, for somebody who is studying this book to remember the first verse and the last verse of book one and last verse of book six. These are must, because that's how the story begins, how he interrupted, and you know, for 2 years, it's not just this book and that book, and how does it end?
Do you think that a good poet,